Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Tim Irwin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's been with us before. Tim is consulted with many of America's most well-respected organizations on leadership issues. He's the author of Run with the Bulls Without Getting Trampled. He actually did run with the Bulls. Well, I think he did. I think he kind of ran part of the way, as I remember. I think his son ran most of the way. But we're going to talk about leadership with Tim. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you. Great to be back with you. It's
good to have you back. Now, remind us, what was the extent of your running with the Bulls in Pamplona a couple of years ago?
My son was studying over in Spain for the second summer and announced that spring that he wanted to run with the Bulls. And so my wife was pretty upset, and the compromise we worked out was that I would go with him.
Let me see if I got this straight. Your wife was worried about your son, and so she sent you over to get in front of the Bulls to protect him. Now, I guess your insurance was paid up, huh, Tim?
I hope so. But anyway, it was quite an experience. But I realized at the end of that, and we both did run with the Bulls, and the irony was that my son ended up pushing me out of the way at the last instant. But
to keep you from being gored.
Exactly. these Bulls are running right beside you, so it's pretty amazing. But anyway, at the end of that, I said, this is a great depiction of the American workplace, because if you don't run wisely and skillfully, you are going to get trampled. And we've got all these corporate bulls raging around us, the inept leaders and the senior management with unrealistic expectations, the coworkers that are out to get us, the bad IT, all these different things that make our jobs difficult or even impossible in some cases are those corporate bulls, and we've got to learn to run wisely and skillfully to avoid them.
Well, and for small business owners, these are our customers, many of them.
Absolutely.
And we're dealing with them at all levels. You know, we deal with them. Sometimes they're a fair amount bigger than we are, and we actually deal with the CEO of the larger company. And if they're way bigger than we are, like really really big, we'll deal with their middle management.
I've been a small business person for many many years, and I eventually sold my company and worked for a larger company. But I tell you, the small business person has many challenges. One of the biggest challenges, and this is just another example of the Bulls, is sometimes these big companies make it very hard to collect money. I mean, you can do work for them, but I know a company here in Georgia that's notorious for putting people out of business because they stretch them out so long.
Exactly. Now, that happens sometimes. My experience is not – I haven't had that experience with big companies. For one reason, I make sure going in, they know what I expect of them. And
that's the important thing is to have clear contracts, to have clear expectations about when I'm to be paid and what the circumstances around my payment are.
Well, that's exactly right. And when they, when I go in, I let them know that. And so far, you know, I haven't had any problems with that. And I deal with a lot of big companies. But you're exactly right. A lot of times, small businesses will literally be squeezed out because they'll stretch them out 60, 90 days, even when the small business needs their money within 30 days.
Well, it's a challenge, and that's why I think to run skillfully, you've got to have clear expectations and to have good relationships. I think relationships obviously oil the machinery, and having good relationships where we can pick up the phone and say, hey, I need your help to get this done.
A lot of times, Tim, I tell my audience to look to big business for things that we can learn from them. Sometimes I tell them to look at certain things that we can learn from small business owners that are good things. Sometimes I point out things that big businesses do that we should learn from them because they're so bad.
Well, my grandmother used to say that nobody's worthless. At least they can be used as a bad example.
I like that. That's a good one.
And we certainly see that in the case of large business. We had a fellow here in Atlanta who was the CEO of Home Depot, who was fired about 7 or 8 months ago.
Mr. Nardelli.
of course, he's been in the news lately because he's taken on this new job at Chrysler. But
that's got a lot of people. Things. Tim, that's got a lot of people saying, doesn't it?
It really does, and I hope Bob learned some important lessons by working at Home Depot. One of the things that, if you go and interview people at Home Depot, a lot of them will tell you that there was this glaring symbol of Bob Daly's lack of engagement with him. He had a private elevator that went straight from the parking lot up to his private office, and it was a glaring symbol of his lack of engagement, lack of involvement with the people of Home Depot. And he's having to deal with some very powerful constituencies in this new job, and I think it's going to be important that he remember that he's got to understand what these people want.
Well, what can small business owners take away as a lesson from what happened with Nardelli, going from you know really getting fired from one job and then being given the keys to a pretty darn big corporation?
Jim, number one, I'm a huge fan of small business, and small business is the engine of this company, and it's where 80% of the jobs are created. And so I think that because we are small businesses, it makes it so important that we lead our people well. We've got all these new people coming into the workforce, and there are three things I like to tell leaders, no matter what the size of the business. One is they've got to engage people. They've got to learn their hopes and dreams and aspirations. They've got to connect with them, and that's this private elevator was just the antithesis of that. We know today that as many as two-thirds of the people in the workforce hate their jobs. And so a second thing I tell them is they've got to help people find meaning in their work. They've got to help them understand what it's like to really be in this business and why they're doing what they're doing is important.
You know, another thing, if you can't engage with your employees, then your planning process, the process of planning for the future of the business is not going to be very well engaged with the customer, in my opinion. What do you think?
I agree. And I think one of the things that's been clearly established is how people are treated in the workplace has a direct bearing on how they treat the customer. I think that's been clearly established in the research, is that the important thing is that we learn to treat our employees well, that we engage with them. And, you know, I love what comedian Drew Carey said. He said, oh, you hate your job? And he says, why didn't you say that? There's a support group for that. It's called everybody.
That's right.
I remember
that. Hold on to that thought. Dr. Tim Irwin, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Run with the Bulls Without Getting Trampled. That's coming up. He and I will be right back after these messages with some more good information from Tim about how to engage with our employees. Stay with us.
And the man steps right up to the microphone and says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Oh, that life is a gamble. All along, winners or losers, who can roll at all? So go on and roll the dice. We only live twice.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Both of them have no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Everything there is free except for the books. If you buy a book, we ask you to pay for that. Like the book we're talking about right now with the author, Dr. Tim Irwin. The book is called Run with the Bulls Without Getting Trampled. Tim, tell us where your book's available, please.
Jim, it's at all the retailers. The easiest way is just to get it at Amazon. An even easier way is to go to my website, which is runwiththebulls.net. And incidentally, there's a free online assessment there, which a colleague of mine created to go along with this book, and it's a wonderful assessment. You can take it. It takes about 15 minutes. You get sometimes an 18 to 20-page personalized report back that gives you a score on the qualities that made people really effective. As a corporate psychologist, I've interviewed over 10,000 people in the workplace, and this book that I wrote, Run with the Bulls Without Getting Trampled, distills the essence of what makes people really effective in the workplace. And so this free online assessment gives you a score. on these qualities. It lets you know how you scored, and then anything that you score below average on, you get some developmental recommendations. So it's really a worthwhile tool.
I encourage you to go there, folks, and thank you for making that available for free, Tim. And, folks, that's runwiththebulls.net. So go over there and take that free online assessment and say thanks to Tim when you do. Tim, as you look around the landscape of the marketplace, do you see, are you heartened about what you're seeing from a leadership standpoint, small business and large businesses, or are not? What do you see?
I think that people are finally starting to get it, that they've got to lead people effectively, that leadership is such a critical function, no matter what, whether it's just a business of two or three people or whether it's a Fortune 500 company. I mean, leadership is critical. And one of the things that we're learning is that, as we said earlier on the program, you've got to engage with people. I was talking with Brian Griffiths not long ago, who was the vice chairman of Goldman Sachs, and he was on Margaret Thatcher's staff back during when she was prime minister over in England. He said it was always interesting to walk around with her as she went to different meetings at number 10 Downing Street. And he said that she would often walk up to, say, a housekeeper, and she would know the housekeepers, the names of her three children. She would know what they were doing, what kind of any critical issues were in their lives. She said Margaret Thatcher, as busy and as important as she was very engaged with the people around her who helped her. And I think that it's important that leaders need to know the aspirations and hopes and dreams of the people that work with them. Casualty here in Atlanta not long ago, a man named Doug Ivester, who's a good man, by the way, brilliant strategist, and he led Coca-Cola for several years. But the Wall Street Journal said he had a tin ear, and he just didn't listen to people. He didn't pay attention. We saw a little bit of that with Nardelli at Home Depot as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that leaders of all sizes of organizations have to be able to do is to recognize that they're not 100% extension of themselves. There are people in their organization that they have to rely on to execute the plan of the organization, the business model of the organization, whether it be a nonprofit or a for-profit, a big company or a little company. The people who work with you have to execute for you, and leadership, quality leadership, is an intangible that Tim, I believe, is comparable to a lot of capital. In other words, I think a poor leader is going to need more capital to achieve the same success as a better leader with less capital can achieve. What do you think,
Jim? 50 years of business research, I believe, have provided undisputed evidence that it's not the products or the systems or the balance sheet that allow companies to achieve, and this is true of small business and big business. It's people that are the competitive advantage. They are the competitive edge in today's marketplace, and that's why I think it's so important to help them connect their own personal mission with the business mission. Incidentally, many of your listeners are hiring or starting to hire people and have been hiring over the recent years, and they're hiring Gen Yers. This is this new generation that's coming into the workforce.
Right.
And I think the things that you and I are talking about this morning are even more important for Gen Yers.
Absolutely.
Having them get a sense of meaning from their work is perhaps more critical with this generation.
They're motivated differently than you and I were when we came up as young pups, aren't they?
They really are. And this whole sense of finding meaning in their work, they're out to change the world. They want to know that they're doing something that serves other people is really, really critical.
Well, and the thing about it is, when I came into the marketplace, you know, I didn't know anything, and my bosses and the people I worked with trained me and brought me along. The young kids are coming into the market today with skills sometimes better than their bosses, especially in the area of technology.
Absolutely. We're talking about the iPod generation, and they are high-performing, but they're also high-maintenance.
Yep.
They're ambitious, but they're demanding. And so this is a new generation which we have to manage. I think potentially we will see some of the greatest productivity breakthroughs as a result of the intelligence and the ambition of this generation, but they're going to be very different in terms of how we lead and manage those.
And if you don't get that, then you won't be successfully managing those people, the younger generations.
No question.
They'll be going somewhere else. And you know why? Because they can. Hey, Tim, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Jim, it's great to talk with you.
Run with the Bulls is the title of the book. Run with the Bulls. Quickbreak.net is the website. Go there and take that free online assessment, folks. Quick break, 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.